Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's the 8 for 52 podcast, driven by Cricket Hong Kong China and proudly supported by CricBuzz.
Yes, welcome to the podcast. Bushy with you for episode 9. Lots to get through today. Coming up later on, Atif Hussain will join me for the results and the fixtures and our new segment, Talking Points. And later on, Jazz will be in for the birthdays and the CricBuzz quiz. Now, at the moment, the women's team is over in Bhutan playing in the Lotus Cup. Before we get to some results, let's quickly have a look at the team first and put that up on screen. And the touring team is Natasha Miles, the captain, Mariam Bibby, vice-captain, Alison Hsu, Chan Sao Ha, Emma Lai, Ikla Seher, Karen Poon, Kerry Chan, Lemon Cheung, Mahek Deep Kaur, Mariko Hill, Pul To, Rachita Venkatesh and Yasmin Dazwani. Now, they've played two games before we recorded this podcast. Game one, well, that was a special one for the captain. Her maiden T20i century. Let's have a look at the time where she gets it off the last ball. A great knock from Tash, and also kudos to the vice captain there. Mariam Bibby could have ran three. She was going so fast. There was no way she was going to let a captain down and not make a century. So well done. A 51-run victory over Malaysia in game one. Then in game two, Hong Kong China came up against Bhutan and they put a massive score on, 174 for five. Yasmin Dazwani getting her maiden half century and scoring 70 in the end. Kerry Chan with a 40 as well. And then with the ball, she got a 3-for. So I think she was player of the match. And in that one, a big victory for Hong Kong China. So two games played and they're sitting pretty atop of the table. So let's get on with the rest of the podcast. And it's now time for Talking Points. Yes, a big talking point segment for episode 9, Atif Hussain. We've got lots to get through. Let's start. We'll go back to the Sky Warriors Men's All-Stars T20 series and a controversial decision to get Samad Khan out. Let's have a look at the tape.
On strike. Strike he does, but it's scooped up in the air. He could be out. Ayush wants to take the court and bolt. Does so. Oh, that's... Okay, they've claimed it as he had it in control and then dropped it afterwards. It's eventful over. 6 or 4. And this spoon shot from Samad. Ayush gets there. Takes the catch. Ooh. I tell you, I'm not sure he was in control of that one, but Samad has departed.
So, umpire Atif Hussain.
Mm-hmm.
Out or not out?
The umpires gave it out.
I understand. I was there. Samad had to walk.
Yes, he did. I personally, when I looked at it in the first instance, it looked like that Ayush didn't really have a control of the ball. And his reaction, when you look at it again, his reaction was also something like that. expected. So maybe, I personally think it wasn't out because I don't think he really had full control of the ball.
I agree. Anyway, it didn't have too much bearing on the game. The Tigers didn't even make the final. So there we have it. That's our first talking point. Let's move to GDB.
Let's
and an under-15s match. And the son of one of our friends from Morning League, the Sky Warriors again, Somul Shah Sansamar,
yes,
notched up his first 100. Let's have a look.
Yes!
My God!
Oh, a superstar in the making, Atif.
Certainly is. Very good batsman. He keeps as well and he bowls as well. So all the good bits from his father, I suppose, because he does the same.
Indeed he does. Speaking of someone who bowls and occasionally wicket keeps and certainly does some batting, Bubba Hyatt, captain of the winning men's All-Stars team of the Hong Kong Islanders. There was one over that we really have to have a look at. It was a 7-ball over. Let's watch. Now, Imran, we're not picking on you, mate. It's 2 weeks in a row you've been in the talking points, but we had to show the fact that Bubba hit six sixes in a row off one over. 37 runs coming from it.
Yes, belligerent. I don't have any other words for it. All the adjectives that I can give to Bubba for this sixes would be less. So, I mean, in my opinion, one of the better batsmen in Hong Kong, but he certainly showed his class with those sixes and the whole innings principle.
On the final day, Mr. Gandhi Muthunathan was running around trying to find out if that was the first time six sixes have been hit in a men's game here in Hong Kong. We had to go all the way to the chairperson of Cricket Hong Kong China, Mr. Berji Shroff, to find out wasn't the first time. He can remember, and it has to be a long time ago, when Shiroi and Shiraz's brother, is it Yaman?
Yes.
Got hit for six sixes in an over. So that's how far back the memory goes the last time six sixes were hit.
Our memories don't have that.
We were asking everybody. Yes. We had to keep going back until we hit the top. Right, also from the men's All-Stars, let's look at some good bowling. Two Michelles in the tournament. Let's start with the youngster first, Ali Hassan. He was just unplayable.
He was throughout the tournament. It's not just this five-wicket haul that he had, but overall throughout all the matches, he was the pick of the bowler amongst all the teams. Bowled with great discipline there.
Yeah, he was great and got a player of the match, deservedly so. Also getting a Michelle, someone who didn't bowl for most of the tournament, Nazarkan Khan came on and got himself a handy Michelle. Let's have a look.
We'll be right back.
this was a good spell as well.
Very good spell. Another leg spinner. See, leg spinners will give you wickets. I mean, they might go for runs, but they'll give you wickets. And that's what we have seen. Even Gazanfar's spell in one of the innings, he took a 4-4, missed on a Mishal, but they were up there.
All right, one final talking point. This popped up on my Facebook feed this week. Former Bangladeshi test player Atta Ali Khan took a photo playing golf in Dhaka, Bangladesh, with the one and only Waqar Yunus.
Atta,
have a look at his shirt.
Yes, I just saw that and it's remarkable.
The Hong Kong Sixers shirt
has turned, Sixers, is there?
Turned into a golf shirt for Waqar Yunus. That's talking points for this episode.
Let's have a look at all the weekend results from around Hong Kong.
Right, let's check out the results. And only one weekend's worth of results, but plenty to get through. Let's start with the Sky Warriors Men's All-Stars T20 series. We're going to start with the game Kowloon Lions versus the Hong Kong Islanders. This one kicked us off for the tournament. And the Lions posting 155 for 7. Yasim, the captain, with a 46. Kat with a 42. And Hassan Khan, well, turning into an all-rounder with a 31.
Yes, certainly. And for Hong Kong Islanders, Anas Khan was pick of the bowlers, picking up 3 for 34. Rajab Hussain, who bowled through well throughout the tournament, 1 for 20 for him and 1 for 23 for Gazanfar.
Hong Kong Islanders in return, however, chased it down easy with 15.2 overs. This was the 17 over a match because the ground was a bit wet, so not too easy. Lost 4 wickets, but Samad Khan with a fabulous 70 off 47, Heda Ali with 25 and Zakir Hayat with a 19.
Yes, and Imran Arif from Kowloon Lions bowled a very good spell, 2 for 25. Yasim Murtaza, the captain, 1 for 26. And Mohammad Wahid, 1 for 33 in his 2 overs.
So the Islanders getting a win in that match by 6 wickets. We move on to the afternoon game. And the New Territories Tigers up against the Hong Kong Islanders. And the Territory Tigers batting first, 214 for 4. That's a good score.
Extremely good.
We were thinking 160, 170 was par all weekend. They batted their full 20. Tariq Nawaz with a fabulous 86. Zeeshan Ali with a 54. And Kinshit Shah chipping in with a 36.
Yes. And Rajab Hussain playing a double header and bowling well again. 2 for 24. Zakir Hayat, 1 for 10. If I'm not wrong, he bowled the last over of the innings. And Gazanfar, 1 for 15 in his 2 overs.
And the Islanders, though, started to show the form that would take him to the final just in the first day. Martin Kutsia with a 78, Zakir Hayat with a 40, Shahid Wasif with a 37, getting it done with 9 balls to spare.
Yes, and Ali Hassan, 2 for 27 in his 4 overs. Ayush Shukla, a bit expensive, 1 for 50, and Ahsan Khan, wicketless in his 3 overs.
So the Hong Kong Islanders finished day one with 2 wins playing back-to-back. That ruined my theory immediately that the team playing twice would lose in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. Let's move to the Friday match, and it was the Territory Tigers up against the doubleheader for the Kowloon Lions. Territory Tigers 167 for 7. Kinshit Shah with a top score of 52. Zenden Verster dropping in with a 43. And Tariq Nawaz with a 19.
Yes, and this time Hassan Khan did it with the ball, 3 for 25 for him. Yasim Murtaza, 1 for 24, and Darsh Vora, 1 for 26 in his spell of 3 overs.
And these two teams, each time they played, really went down to the wire. The Lions getting it done, but only not getting it done, unfortunately, I should say. The Tigers getting the 4-run victory, batting the full 20, but losing 9 wickets. Sahal Malvankar with a half century. Yasim Murtaza, 22, and Nazakat Khan, 18.
Yes, and this was the game where Ali Hassan took a 5-for, 5-for 19 in just 3 overs, that is, not even completing his quota of 4 overs. Shahryar Khan, 2 for 25, and Ahsan Khan, 1 for 12 in his 4.
This is the one where I talked to Hassan Ali and also Zeeshan about who was going to get the death over.
Exactly.
And Ahsan said, I'm taking it, so that's why he didn't bowl the full 4. The afternoon game, the Lions versus the Islanders, and the Lions went big, big, big. 252 for 3, Shiv Mata. First century of the tournament, 103 off 45.
Yep.
Nazakat Khan, a half century, 58 off 35. And Sahal Malvankar with a 56 off 18.
Yes. And bowling-wise for Hong Kong Islanders, Rajab Hussain in the wickets column again, 3 for 44. Zakir Hayat and Asad Rashid bowled well, but also wicketless.
I got to say, for the quicks, Rajab Hussain was the pick of the All-Stars for
me. I would agree there.
The Islanders, though, they gave it a shake. I don't think they were ever going to get 253. This is the one where Bubba Okay, he got his six sixes.
But at one point, it did look like they might chase it.
It didn't really, because, I mean, you look at the top scores. Bubba, 120, scored six sixes off an over, but was dropped on zero.
Yes, he was.
That was the biggest problem for the Lions. The fielding was atrocious. Anyway, but the next best score was 15. There was only three people that got above double figures. Yeah. That was the problem for the Islanders in that game. Rajab Hussain with a 15 and Zakir Hayat with 14.
Yes, Mohammad Waheed was pick of the bowler. He's regarded as one of the few who can actually bowl good death overs, and he showed why. He was pick of the bowler with 3 for 37. Anshuman Rath chipping up with 2 wickets in his 4 overs, and Yasin Murtaza in the wickets column again, 2 for 28.
Is that the game Ansh bit his tongue?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah, bit his tongue and the team lost by 45. So that was a tough day for them. Let's move on to the Hong Kong Islanders versus the Territory Tigers. This is the big one, which is on Saturday, all to play for. At that point, anyone could have made the final. The Islanders batting first, bowled out for 167, which the Territory Tigers would have thought they could chase that one down. Shahid Wasif with a 55 off 42. Bubba Hyatt chipping in with a 37 and Heda Ali with 29.
Yep, and Asan Khan picked up 3 for 24 in his 3.3 overs. Fahad Hayat finally coming good with the ball in this game, picking up 3 for. And Ali Hassan in the wickets again, 2 for 28 for him in his quota 4 overs.
In reply, the Territory Tigers needing 168 for victory. Didn't even get close. They were bowled out for 107. Top score from Kinchit Shah of a 45. That was right at the death, trying to scrape some runs up. The top order did not help him out. Tariq Nawaz with a 23 and Fahad Hayat with 11. Bowled out in 17.2.
Yes, and this was the game where Ghazanfar Mohammed took 4 wickets, 4 for 26 for him. Anas Khan in the bowling card again, 2 for 22, and Adil Mahmood 1 for 12 in his 3 overs.
So we moved to Saturday afternoon, and a spot in the final was a final. Either team who won went through. The Lions batting first, 144 for 4. It was not a big scoring pitch. Yasim top scoring with a half century, 53 off 39. Preet Bhagwan. That was a fabulous knock. They were in a whole world of hurt until Yasim and Preet got together. I think it was a 95-run partnership between Yasim and Preet. 38 of 36, Anshuman chipping in with a 31.
Yep. Ali Hassan for New Territory Tigers in the bowling column again with 2 for 10 in his 2 overs. Asan Khan, 1 for 15, and Ayush Shukla, 1 for 26.
And another close one between the Lions and the Tigers. The Tigers needing 145 to get into the finals. Ishan Ali started blistering, 41 off 33. And then Fahad Hayat went bang with 26, a strike rate of 200. Thank you very much. And Asan Khan, 23 off 28. But in the end, they fell 13 runs short. The bowling?
Zakat Khan, this was the game where he picked up 5 wickets. I think raised his hand and said to the captain, let me have a ball, let me do this. And he certainly did it in his 4 overs, 5 for 12 for him. Sajjad Khan, 1 for 14. And Anshuman Rath, 1 for 36 in his 4 overs.
Well, that means the final that was on Sunday was between the Lions and the Islanders, who were top of the table. The Lions batting first. They were bowled out for 124, which was never going to be enough. Shiv Madra again, top scoring, 39 off 30. Nazakid Khan, the 33 off 27, but then it fell away. Hassan Khan, the next best with 14 off 6.
Yep. Asad Rashid was pick of the bowler, and he was the player of the match as well. 4 for 22 for him. Adil Mahmood, 3 for 37. And Rajab Hussain, again, 2 for 23 for him.
Wasn't Man Kutsia the player of the match? No, let's not bring that up again. He was the player of the tournament. Yes, let's skip over that. Apologies. Yes, it was a fine bowling effort from Asad Rashid. Hong Kong Islanders coasted it with a big score from the player of the tournament, Martin Kutsia, 55 off 34. Heda Ali, 21 off 25. And Samad Khan with a handy little 19 off 12, getting the job done in 17.4.
Yes. The captain, Yasin Murtaza, bowled well, 3 for 14 in his 4 overs. Even Darshwara was given a nod ahead of Veer Mathur, who had bowled a very good last over in the previous game that the Kowloon Lions had won. So it was surprising for some, but he did come up good with 2 for 14 in his 4 overs. Preet Bhagwan in the bowling as well, 1 for 16 for him.
Well, Hong Kong Islanders, worthy winners of the 2026 Sky Warriors Men's T20 All-Stars Series. We'll do the one-day format later in the year. Let's move on to some domestic cricket, shall we? We're going to start in Sunday Elite Division 2, the HKCC Optimists versus the Serendip Lions. We both picked the Opties. They batted first. And they scored 291.
Yes.
Did lose 8 wickets, though.
Yeah.
George Luke with an 82. Jay, who's JB? I'm not sure who JB is, but 70 off 46. And Harry Hodgson with a 33 off 45.
Yes. In the bowling, Chandran Dasanayake, 2 for 44 for him. Hassan Jutt, 2 for 56. And Ikram Sattar, 1 for 30 for him.
Chasing it down, bowled out for 87 in 21.3. Kashif top scoring with a 29. Takshila Samadi with a 16 and Brar with a 12.
Yes, Brar Tajweer, that is. And Advait, 3 for 3 in his 4 overs. Arif Kaderia, 2 for 22 in his 6 overs. And Saptarshi Mukherjee, 1 for 5 in his 2 overs.
Big win to the Opties there.
Yep.
Move across to KCC for Sunday Elite Division 2. The Dragons versus the Infidels. And the Dragons batting first, bowled out in 45 and a half, putting on 159. Mm-hmm. Jonathan Cheer with a 39, top scoring. Very nice knock. Marco with a 37 and Jason Lloyd with an 18.
Yep. Krish Bhutani was the pick of the bowler, 4 for 22 for him. Devang Balsara, 2 for 26. And Hamid Javed picked up 2 wickets with a new ball.
Infidels chased it down pretty quickly, 25.2, but they lost 7 wickets doing it. Ahan Trivedi, 51 off 38. Harry Thomas with a 28 off 43 and Devang Balsara with a 26.
Yes, and Pako Cheng, who had recently been working with the new bowling coach, Mario, picked up 5 wickets in his 10 overs, 5 for 25.
Yeah, I saw that on Cricket Hong Kong China Instagram.
Yep.
Fine work, Pako. Love it.
Yep. Alwyn picked up 2 for 40 and Jonathan Tia bowled well for his spell.
That's a nice way of putting none for 13 off 1. We both picked the Infidels to win, and we both got the tip right. Let's move to one that we tipped differently, mm-hmm. and this was Saturday Championship Div 1. The Crusaders, who were missing a lot of players, up against the Gap Ramblers. You tipped the Gap Ramblers in this one. I went with the home team anyway. Yeah. The Crusaders, 191 for 5. Ahan Trivedi again with a half century, 52 off 47. You expect that from Ahan Trivedi. But the next man,
yep.
The left arm quick, Ash Caddy. What's happening? He's in a renaissance. He's got some small children and all of a sudden he wants to be out of the house on Saturday and Sunday and scoring runs and getting wickets, 50 off 75. And the Namibian nightmare, Jay Davidson, who's bowling spin now. It's not so much of a nightmare as a sweet lullaby to go to sleep. 43 off 20.
Gare picked up 2 wickets. Stuart Tuhill picked up 1 wicket for 24 and Mayur 1 for 30 in his 7 overs.
So the Gap Ramblers needed 192 in 35. It's a tough chance, but at 103 bowled out in 27.5. Hadrick top scoring with a 38. Jack Mandel with a 14. And Rory Kane's having a game for the Gap Ramblers, 13 off 18.
Yes, and Crusaders' new recruit, Shoaib Rana, in the straightaway in the bowling column, 3 for 13 in his 7 overs. Roy Lamsam, the Evergreen, 3 for 18, and Hasnain Kiani, 2 for 13 for him.
Crusaders winning by lucky 88, and I get the tip right. Yes. Let's move to Hung Si versus Kai Tak. We both went for Kai Tak. Hung Si, 162 for 8, batting their full 35. Marco in the run, 63 off 94, nicely played. Damon with a 25, and Henry Hsu, 20 off 19.
Yep. Saurabh Biswas, 3 for 36. Harsha, 2 for 41, and Zeeshan, 1 for 8. Was in the bowling column.
Kai Tak in reply did it easy. Cruised at about 10 and over, really. 163 for 4 and 16.3. Ali with a 66. Vishnu, 41. And Devendra getting a 17.
Yes. Tom Chan picked up a wicket in his 3 ball spell. Henry Siu, 1 for 22. And Damon picked up 1 wicket for 23 runs.
Saturday Championship Div 2. IRC Charlie Bears up against the Diaspora Little So One Strikers. You were torn tipping this one. You didn't know if you wanted to go with the Charlie Bears or the Strikers. You went with the Strikers. The Charlie Bears batted first, 210 for 7, with Raj getting a 69, Muhammad getting a 56, and AJ Kamath with a 34.
Yes. Bowling-wise, Tarun Hathiramani picked up 3 for 44, Siddharth 2 for 30, and Sandeep Hathiramani 2 for 36.
In reply, the Strikers got bowled out for 66. Dylan with a 14 and Siddharth Pandit, the only two getting into double figures for the Strikers.
Yes, so Ayub Khan 3 for 10, Ibad 2 for 10, and Kaushik 2 for 12 were the pick of the bowlers.
One more game to do, as it was only just the one weekend, and it was Jinsung up against Withers. You went with Jinsung, I went with Withers. I guess.
Yes, friends letting me down here.
Okay, you can name names and shame shames. Jinsung, 202 for 9 and 35. Connor Hickey with a top score of 81 off 56. Ben Zanol with a 46 off 52. And Chris with a 22 off 42.
Yes, Advait, 3 for 40 in his 6 over. Harry Hodgson, 2 for 32. And Seth Pereira, 2 for 34. The under 19 guys doing it for Withers.
This game could have gone either way, but the wickets didn't fall for the Jinsung bowling. Withers getting 203 for 4 and 33. Siegfried Wai with a fabulous 68 off 49. Charlie with a 43 off 55. And David Jakir, the evergreen, yep. David Jakir, 36 off 49.
Yes, for bowling, Elliot, 1 for 32, as economical as ever. Anton, 1 for 35. And Max, 1 for 36.
They're the results. Let's put up the tipping table where I will do a dance and I will have a win by two.
Dance this week only.
Yeah, well, I only need 1 week. That's it. I'm going away anyway. There's the results. There's the tips. Join us for the fixtures coming up next.
More exciting cricket action coming up. Let's check out who plays who next.
Lots of fixtures to look at, Atif Hussain. We're going to start with Saturday, January 24, the Witherers versus the Yodders at HKCC.
Yep.
What do you got?
I've got Witherers versus Yodders.
Yeah, what are you tipping?
Yodders.
Yodders as well.
Yep.
Laguna Gully versus Diaspora Little Saiwan Thunder. This one at GDB.
Yes, and it's well-matched teams. I think I'm going to go Laguna Gully on this one.
I'm going to go with the Thunder. Don't ask me why. On Sunday, we've got some Women's League Division 2 returning. KCC Maidens up against the Link Fireflies. I believe you're going to have this one up and running on the KCC YouTube to watch.
Yes.
Maidens, Fireflies. Fireflies for me.
Same.
Okay. The Divas versus the Willow Wielders in Div 1.
Willow Wielders in this one.
Willow Wielders, we're back to the old rules. Lama Roses versus the Cavaliers in Div 3. This is going to be interesting.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to go Lama Roses in this one.
Again, I'm going to go the same. I like Lama. Lantau Ladies versus the Sunrisers in Div 1.
Oh. What's the date?
Yeah, are they back from Bhutan is the question. No is the answer.
Lantau Ladies.
Lantau Ladies as well. Also on Sunday, in Sunday Elite Division 1, it's the Scorpions up against the Templars up the hill at HKCC.
Going Scorps.
Only for the home ground advantage. I think I'm going to have to do that myself, the Scorpions, to win. India Club Brahmas versus the Tony Turners right here at Tin Kwong Road Recreation Ground. Yeah, that throws my head back as well. I'll do that. I'll go first on this one. The Brahmas weren't impressive against the Templars. The Tony Turners are very, very good here. I think I'm going to go the Tony Turners.
Just for the sake of difference, I'm going to go Brahmas there.
Okay, good, good. Pack Rising Stars versus Jinsung. This is on Saturday, January 31st. It will be held at Mission Road. Oh, my goodness.
Friends versus friends for me.
Your friends didn't turn up.
Yes. Maybe the other friends will. So PACC then.
Every time I tip them, they've let me down, but I'll go the Rising Stars just this once. The Nomads versus Lama at HKCC.
Nomads for me.
I think that's tougher than it looks.
Yes, it does.
Nomads at home, though. We'll go Nomads on this one. USRC Tuskers versus the KCC Crusaders at KCC.
Crusaders for me.
Crusaders, even when they had a half team on the weekend, they got the job done. Yeah. So they should be back to full strength, hopefully, by the 31st. Also, on the 31st, ARC Charlie Best Saturday versus Kaitak. Oh, no! I can't tip both. I tipped the Charlie Bears and I tipped the Kaitak.
Yes, you did.
Oh, God, that's a GDB.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want to say Charlie Bears, but I'm not going to stop tipping Kaitak until they lose. So Kaitak.
Okay, I'm going to go Charlie Pace on this one.
Yeah, well, you got done in a mime last time, so you might as well pick up this time. Hopefully they do you in again. Saracens versus the All-Stars at Campton.
All-Stars in this one, please.
Yeah, All-Stars at home. That's usually a lock. Right, then Premier League starts. And has the name...
T20 Premier League, that is.
Has the name caught on yet? The Cricket Hong Kong China Plenty? Premier League T20. I tried to get it running on the podcast last year.
I know you did, but...
I'm calling it the Plenty. The Plenty returns for 2026, and there'll be a women's game in the morning and a men's game in the afternoon. I'm kicking it off. Lantau CC versus Craigengower at Mission Road.
Yes, you go first.
They should be back. Sunrisers.
That's CCC though.
Oh, well, it's CCC.
Combined, yeah.
It's all the CCCs, including Sunrisers. Yes, Craigengower for me.
I think I'm going to go Lantau in this one.
Ooh. All right. Then in the afternoon here at Tin Kwong Road Recreation Ground, USRC Premier versus PAC Premier.
Baba.
Yeah, coming off six sixes.
Baba.
At this very ground.
PACC for me.
USRC for me. Let's move across to KCC, where the women's from KCC will up against the Hong Kong Cricket Club Premier.
HKCC.
KCC Premier versus HKCC Premier for the men's.
HKCC.
KCC. I'll stick with the KCC team at home. Also on Sunday, February 1st, the Serendip Lions versus the USRC Vagabonds in Sunday Elite Div 2.
Closer than it looks, but Vagabonds.
I'm not sure. It is closer than it looks. Vagabonds are going to win that one. In women's Div 3, Penne versus Lama Roses.
Roses.
Two roses there. Diamonds versus Eagles in Div 3.
Oh, this one does look closer than it looks.
100%. Now, less things have changed. You never know if the Eagles are going to turn up.
Yeah.
Not figuratively on the field. I mean, literally not turn up because they don't have enough players. If they do, they're not actually too bad if they can get full 11. And the Diamonds, of course, their youth program at HKCC.
This is tough. Diamonds.
I'm going to back...
Because of Tammy,
I'm going to back the Eagles to turn up and play and win. First and probably last time, USRC Eagles, don't let me down after I just trashed you anyway. Let's see, who's next? I see Velocity versus the Serendip Lionesses at Campton.
Velocity.
Yep, I see Velocity for me. Jasco Little Saiwan Knights versus HKCC Optimists on Sunday Elite Div 2 to finish off February 1st.
And being played at HKCC Opties.
I'll go with the Opties as well. Let's move to Saturday, February 7th in Punjab Lions versus the Saracens at PKVR Park.
Punjab Lions have been in good form this year, so can't tip against them.
I can't even, not even with the Saracens, I think, getting better. Not against the Punjab Lions. HKCC Witherers versus the KCC Crusaders at HKCC. Crusaders. Crusaders, a resurgent Crusaders after a pretty horrible start to the season.
Same.
Okay. Tartars versus Jinsung. Now, Tartars have been up and down, we would say. Jinsung have been up and down. This is at KCC.
So it's friends versus best friends. I'm going to go best friend. Tartars.
Tartars at home for that one. Hung Si versus Centaurs at GDB.
Centaurs.
Yeah, Hung Si can get runs.
Yeah.
You know they can. It's going to be tough, though. I'll go with the Centaurs as well. SCC Lancers versus the Strikers at Campton.
Mangal Rana, what are you going to do, my friend? Lancers.
Okay. There's no home team at this. It's at Campton.
Exactly.
I'll go Strikers, just to mix it up.
Sure.
Let's go to some more Premier League, shall we? And on Sunday, February 8, KCC Women's up against the Jasco Little Saiwan Women's at KCC.
Little Saiwan Women.
Correct. You are correct. I will agree with that. And in the afternoon, KCC Premier versus the Jasco Little Saiwan D-Lit.
Little Saiwan.
KCC. Right, let's go up the hill then. HKCC Women's versus Craigengowan Cricket Club Women's. Oh, wow. So what are we looking at? Tash, Mariko, Allison.
Avi.
Up against Carrie, Poole. Wow, that's tough. I'm going to stick with the home team advantage and go with HKCC.
Yeah, I think I can't do otherwise as well.
In the afternoon, HKCC Premier Men's versus PACC.
A tussle, a match of a tussle. HKCC.
Yeah, look, seeing the first week of the Premier League of the plenty would give us much more idea, but we don't have another podcast until about the 15th. So
yeah.
I will go with HKCC at home there as well. Two more games to round out big fixtures. HKCC Diamonds up against SCC Pune in Women's Div 3.
Pune.
Link Fireflies versus IC Velocity. Wow. Wow, this is a tough one for you.
Yeah.
IC Velocity, Akshi and Vansy. Your Fireflies.
Yeah.
Rani Suman.
Yeah. Let's go Link Fireflies.
All right. Well, I'll go with the Velocity then. Yeah. Just mix it up, even though I love both teams. They're both great. Lots of fixtures. Make sure if you can get around to the grounds and watch some live cricket or check it out if it's being streamed on KCC YouTube, HKCC YouTube. And, of course, the Premier League, the plenty, will be live on Cricket Hong Kong China YouTube and Stick Sports throughout the subcontinent.
It's time for the Crick Buzz Quiz, where you put your cricket knowledge to the ultimate test.
Welcome back to the Crick Buzz Quiz. Let's first go through the answers of the last episode. For question one, it was the Kowloon Lions who placed first in the Sky Warriors Men's T20 All-Stars 2025. And for question two, the three vice captains were our guests from the last episode, Samad Khan, Hafiz Khan, and Shiv Mathur. Did you get them right? Now, on to today's quiz. Both questions will be surrounding the Sky Warriors Men's T20 All-Stars 2026 that just ended. Question 1. Which two bowlers took a fiver in the tournament? And question 2. Which two batters scored a century in that tournament? That's it for today's Crick Buzz Quiz. Share your answers in the comment sections of the 8452 podcast Instagram post or the Cricket Hong Kong China Facebook post for a chance to win a 20% off voucher for any equipment at Montgomery Sports.
Happy birthday to
Who's having a birthday in Hong Kong Happy cricket circles? Find out in the Birthday Bonanza with Jazz.
Happy birthday Happy birthday to you.
Time for the birthday bonanza. Starting off, we got Kalan Chalu having his birthday on January 24th. And then on 25th of January, Shelton DeCruz is having his birthday. And on the 29th of Jan, we have Atif Hussain having his birthday. And on and moving on to February, on the 5th of Feb, we have two people having their birthday, which is Jawed Iqbal and Tom Ingram. And on the 6th of Feb, Jack Meadows is having his birthday. On the 8th, Chris Pickett. And on the 9th, Aryan Chandramani is having his birthday. And lastly, on the 12th of Feb, we have Danny Mapp having his birthday. Hope you all enjoy your birthdays.
The 8 for 52 podcast is written, produced and published by Aaron Bush, Atif Hussain and Jasmine Zito for Cricket Hong Kong China and Trip Ahead Limited. Copyright 2025. They try to test me, but nobody could best me.